SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, we have a lot going on here in this hour. We've got the Celtics and the Mavs cooking. We got some baseball. We got the hockey tomorrow, Thursday night, game number 5. Excuse me, game number 3. Skipping ahead too fast.
5.
We got the golf starting on Thursday at Pinehurst. Well, I need to at least, because not everybody catches coast to coast, Joe. So I got to give everybody my plays for the golf, for the U.S. Open. So we'll get that in this hour as well. Man, Joe, this Candelario on the Reds, he's been smoking hot, man.
Is he?
He had one the other day. He hit two more tonight. He hit two homers tonight, Joe. Not one, two. So he's been on fire.
I'm so close tonight. I'm close to breaking out.
Who was that just threw down that dunk for the Mavericks, Joe?
No, but all of
did you catch that?
2-point game.
All right. Well, listen, nobody says you're going to win in a shutout, Joe.
I know. All right, Gennaro. All right. Who is this guy?
Hey, Bobby Witt up for the Royals, Joe. How about we make this game 6-3 right now?
Oh, that would be play. Great.
How about we make this game 6-3 right
crack
now?
Can we get Bobby Witt Jr.?
Can we get Witt?
You know, Bobby, is he the son of Bobby Witt, the pitcher for the Rangers and A's?
Yes.
Okay, so when...
Oh, they locked it, Joe. Locked it.
Come on.
Yeah, they brought it back.
Double play. Sure enough, double play.
Well, it was two outs already.
I don't know. It felt like a double play.
There was already two outs.
3-1 Cardinals. I'm sitting all over 6.5. 12.
Yeah, he made the third out. What a hump.
Well, anyway, Bobby Witt used to be the compiler back in the day. He used to give you a lot of innings. He didn't have a great whip in fantasy, but he used to give you innings pitched.
He sure
Bobby
did.
Witt.
Sure
you know,
did.
He had an ERA of like 4.8, but he used to get you those innings.
All right, Joe.
What are we going to do, Carver? 13 points for Luka, 9 for Kyrie.
Okay, so it's still the first quarter.
It's not enough.
They're basically both on pace for 40 right now, Joe.
That's perfect. Listen, I think they listen to Coast to Coast because Lisi's been telling you this. You wouldn't be down 2-0 if you didn't let any of the other hacks shoot. Sometimes you got to cut your losses.
They're at the top of the seventh at Citi Field, 6-4 Mets. Lead the Marlins. Oh, look at Luka. First of all, I hope he hits this. He missed it. But, Joe, that's not something the Celtics want to keep doing. Did you see Horford trying to stay with Luka out on the top of the key?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's just not ideal. See, now that's also what – now that's on the opposite side of the floor. That's definitely what Dallas doesn't need is the big hack there, draining threes from the top, Hauser. They don't need that either.
Please. This guy Hauser comes hanging out, takes off the apron, and all of a sudden he's hitting threes. Hauser.
I mean, Luke, are you going to fall down on every three? I mean, I get trying to sell the foul, Joe, but geez. I mean, do we have to fall down after every one?
I don't know. Did he fall down?
Man, what a big finish to that quarter.
Again with the falling down? Like, what's
what a big finish to that quarter. The last two threes he took, the one with Horford on him and the one with Tatum on him, he fell down both times, like trying to get a call.
Well,
end of the first, 31-30 as Tatum had a huge dunk at the closing seconds. Great play by Derek White finding him down court.
Yeah, it was.
So 31-30, Joe. Man, you talk about now that's a pace for an over, right?
Yeah.
61 points. It's up to 218 and a half.
It's good for us.
Now, Joe, we had a lot of success with this last time. These guys to score points in a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're not. They're giving us. You know, that night we did Kyrie. That remember he had like no points in the first quarter,
and
we got some good
numbers. That was the game he had 30.
They're giving us to score 10, to score 12. We got it at, what, 8 that night? We needed him to score 8.
I mean, I guess we're going to have to go for, like, this hack Al Horford. 8 points.
No, I'm not playing him.
I'm not playing
him. I'll tell you, though, Joe, that is kind of juicy, plus 1060 for him to score 8 points. That is a little juicy, Joe.
I mean, you want to take Luka for 15? 6-1.
Man, that's a lot. That's a lot of wood.
How about Kyrie for 12? 750.
Nah. Nah. I don't like the numbers, Joe. Man, what happened to the Phillies here? Hamilton, 2-run homer for the Red Sox, and it's 8-4 Red Sox, Joe.
It's...
That sailed over for you.
Did.
Were you not in on that?
I am in on it. I have a 9.5 total. It's in the barn. Okay.
In the barn. Let's get the rest in the barn now. Wow, how about that? Down 4-0, up 8-4. Big turn of events in that one.
Big turn of events.
What do they got Kyrie for 35 right now, Joe? Let's see. Let's see if I can get Joe gassed up. Throw more logs on the fire here.
Yeah, throw another log. Good. Let it burn.
Kyrie for 35 plus 480.
Why would I do that? I already logged.
Kyrie for 30 plus 146. How about the threes, Joe? He's made one. How about four for is only plus 178. Five at plus 520. No good?
No good.
All right. Just trying to get you cooking, Joe. Trying to wet the beak a little bit for you.
I notice you're not saying like anything you like. Tell me something you like, and I might get in on it.
I got enough going on with the homers and the golf. That's really
I'm spread out. I said I like you. Who do you want to take? You want to take Kyrie for 12? 6-1, 750, 12 points. What does he have? 9.
He had 9 in the first quarter.
So he's got to get to 21 by half.
All right, he didn't hit either of those in the first quarter, 10 or 12. Right?
Nobody says he can't do it in the second.
I guess United States tied Brazil in that game, 1-1. That was a final.
Good job, so, Matias.
Good job for Matias there. I'm sure he didn't play the draw, though. He didn't play the draw, right, Matias?
No, I didn't play the draw. I played the over two and a half goals, so painful. Painful.
Yeah, that is painful. I'm sorry.
They missed chance after chance after chance, both teams. Hey, you know what? That's why you don't play friendlies, Mike. That's why you don't play friendlies.
Friendlies are nonsense. They're nonsense. I want no part of them. Got Germany and Scotland coming up on Friday, though. That one counts. And this is another. Who's that just chucking away, Joe? Kyrie passes. It was like a black hole over there.
I don't know. Let me see. Who's this?
Who's that? They actually let Hardaway in the game? Was that him?
Was that Tim Hardaway Jr.?
I mean, he didn't play last game, right?
Chucking threes.
Is that who they let in the game?
Now this guy's gonna. This guy's been a hack.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159 here with you. Great to have you aboard with us. All right, Joe. 35-33 Boston as Derek White just hit a three. I think what would worry me, Joe, just with what's going on with the Mavericks right now, is Luka spending a lot of time complaining to the refs and drawing with the refs. And it's hurt him the last couple of times up and down the floor. And you know what else he's starting to do now, Joe, since he started complaining to the refs? He's taken like two or three, kind of bad shots in a row, no? I mean, don't you think these last couple shots by Luka haven't been great shots?
Yeah, I feel like he's pressing a little bit. He's trying to do too much. I mean, there's one thing to hit a three, but now he's taking every shot as a three and trying to, like, you know, fadeaways and, like, you know. To me, it's just like, you know, that was a nice pass, wide open, alley-oop, they missed it.
Yeah, that guy's got to dunk that. I mean, what are we doing over there?
See,
dunk
like,
the ball.
These are opportunities. You're giving the hacks, and now they're like, what are we doing here? He got fouled. But the problem
He didn't
is,
get fouled.
He didn't get fouled?
No, they didn't call a foul there. And that's the thing, Joe. I don't know if now some of this is he's been jawing at him so much. You know, they're gonna stiff him on some calls. Mm. Like, it certainly looks like he gets fouled there, right?
Right.
You could say Horford or maybe Drew Holiday fouled him. But, and they're going to go to break now here. Who knows? Maybe they're, who knows what they're looking at here. But, Harper's up for the Phillies, Joe. Can we get a two-run homer?
Yeah, let's
off of this,
it.
Off of this Bernardino? That would be helpful. Can we get Bryce? Let's get Bryce in there.
Let's do it.
Let it fly, baby. Come on. Give up a big fly.
Let those hands go. Remember Papa Lisi? Let those hands go,
yeah,
Johnny.
Let them go. Let those hands go. So with this timeout that they have, Celtics up two. They are now Mavericks minus 1.5 live. With 208.5. So if you remember, Joe, this is zoomed up to 218.
Yeah.
After the first quarter when it was 31-30. Things have slowed down. They've played 4 minutes and only seven points scored in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. Tumbles the total 10 points live.
Yeah, well, that's why I said I wasn't a big buyer into the total tonight. I'm more of a buyer into the Mavericks, and I took them, I told you, money line. They laid the 142, 146. But, again, this game is going exactly the way. Listen, if we said Dallas was going to win, it was going to be Kyrie and Luka. We got 13 and 11, respectively. They're in striking distance. Again, you know, if I'm Jason Kidd, I'm going to say, listen, do you guys want to win a championship? Or do you guys want to mess around? Do you guys want to lollygag or you want to actually win something? If so, take 80% of the shots. And I tell all the role players, just fight for every rebound you can get and make sure that these guys eat on every possession. That's it. I mean, sometimes you have to buy into the team mentality, and sometimes matchups work. The matchup is let your two best players, they have the, I believe they have the advantage at guard. I mean, it's close. But I still give the experience to Kyrie over Brown, and I still give Luka Tatum straight up. I would say I believe in Luka a little bit more than Tatum. So why can't we win that battle?
I agree, Joe.
But the problem is like when you bring in Tim Hardaway, right? It's like, Tim, okay, take the shot if it's there, but you can't look to eat every possession. You're not the guy. You're costing us more than you're helping us. You want to take a layup? Don't start chucking threes from half court.
Don't start chucking the threes from half court. Don't start.
Not Hardaway. You want Hardaway shooting them?
No, I don't. He shouldn't be shooting at all. Get him out.
I mean, unless he wants to do his dad's UTEP two-step, then let's do it.
4-1 Cardinals, Joe. 4-1 Cardinals.
All right, I'm almost there. I need two more. Meanwhile, this game,
Harper didn't hit a homer, by the way.
Are these Rays going to leave me at the altar? Come on, Rays.
Well, they're going to the bottom of the ninth, 4-2.
See the Yankees? They started
now. They
with a ball
now they
ball.
Did it in the ninth last night, Joe. The Rays.
I know. It's just always something, Corv. It's always something, man.
You would take that 5-4 walk off right now, right?
For the Rays?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have over 7.5.
Okay, so root it in.
I mean, I would take 4-4.
You would take 4-4? So the Celtics got the ball off of that challenge. And meanwhile, Luka was fouled on the play, Joe. They showed it a couple times. But that was not what was being reviewed. They were reviewing whether he touched it last. So, and ball don't lie. Now, Mavericks get the ball back. So 7.5 to go in the second quarter. 35-33 Celtics, as things have come to a crawl here since the end of the first, which was lightning quick. See, that's another. It's almost like Joe. He's. It just doesn't. He's not taking the same shots he was taking in the first quarter. It's like he just keeps smashing into whoever's down low for the Celtics, and he's just hoping to get it. It's like he's begging them to make a call on him.
I don't know.
Like, where's the? You gotta start moving the ball around a little bit, Joe. You gotta take better shots. Just have to. Have to take better shots.
I don't know. They look out of sync right now. I'm
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe, bang. Who hit that three? That was a deep one. 41-40 Mavs. I think that might have been. Was that Kyrie again?
Kyrie,
it was Kyrie. 17 for Kyrie. Three threes now.
Let's go. I need one more three, Carver. Come on. He's going to carry us to the promised land. Luka and Kyrie and Kyrie and Luka and Luka and Kyrie. Carver, I need this over in this Yankee game. Can I eat a little? You know, no offense, but you got more loaves under your arms. Luka, did he get it? This guy's
no,
stiff.
He's having a tough second quarter here. Who got that one? Who hit that three?
Is that Kyrie? Please tell me Kyrie.
Another three. Four threes for Kyrie.
I told you.
Who's got the loaves under their arms now?
Not yet, Carver. Don't start with me. I need 15 more.
He's got 20. Did you play him for the 12 points in the second quarter?
They're giving me half the cash out right now. Look at
this. For what?
I got a bomb special I put in here.
Another under the hat one with you. You didn't send it to me beforehand.
Yeah, look, a bomb
under the hat. Unbelievable.
I don't want to.
Under the hat.
I can't.
You're gutless. You really are. You're gutless.
I can't get out of that now. I can't get easy.
Get out of it, Joey. He's to score 15 points. What do you mean? Get out of it.
Kyrie and Luka.
He's already got the four threes.
Yeah. Let's go. Could these
Joe, they probably have an under number for him right now. That if you wanted to just
let me see.
I don't even think you need to, but his live number is 34.5 under -118.
Should I take it?
It's literally on. I mean, that's going to change fast, Joe. That's unfortunately you have to make that decision quickly.
Yeah,
but
I'll put a little in it. Where is it?
Go to player points. It's 34.5 minus 115 to the under.
I'll tickle it just a little. I got Tampa. I'll tickle it just to get a little sum. I don't want to lose this bet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I understand.
You know what I'm saying, right, Corv?
I know.
Please tell me I got it.
20 for Kyrie, 15 for Luka. This was our formula.
I took a small, and the Devil Rays have something here. D Rays.
I told you they had that homer to start off the inning.
Man on first.
With one out. Now, what else does Luka got going on here? 3 boards and 3 assists. We got to get him at least to that double-double, Joe.
Yeah. Come on.
We don't want that to get left on the outside.
I know. I need the Yankees to 4-3, 8-5. We got runners on. Come on.
Yankees got a 2-run homer from Stanton to make it 8-0, as you mentioned before. That
we
was
got
Stanton
a runner on second with one out. The Rays have somebody on second with one out. Oh, man.
Okay. That's a good thing. A base hit gets it tied. Joe, they gets it tied. You're going to win. It's over. Someone's going to score another run.
I know. Looks like they walked somebody.
You don't need a homer, Joe. Base hit's good.
I know. We got first and second. What happened here? First and second, one out. All right. Single brings it in. This is where you need a slap hitter. Can I get like a Vince Coleman type of player? Can I get a who was back in the day? Willie McGee? Give me somebody that slaps it to left.
Willie McGee.
Give me somebody a slap hitter. Willie McGee, 320 average, hits from both sides of the plate. Give me somebody that can slap it down the line. What are you laughing? It's
all right. First and second now with one out. You got Diaz coming up too. You'll be all right. Let's go.
Now who's on the delay? You're on the delay. I got
a lot of things going on here.
Oh, it's okay when you have stuff going on, but when I have stuff going on,
no. I'm actually trying to get the late night homers in here. I'm looking to see.
He's trying to get the late night homers. I love it. We need the Mavericks. We have that bet with Tiger Woods and everything. We need them to win this game.
That's true.
All right, so root it in. Get your mojo.
You're right about that.
Hack Diaz up. This Hack Diaz. Slap it to left.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159 here with you. 50-48 Dallas. Make that 50 up. With under a minute to go in the first half. What now?
There's something else?
It's just the refs, it's just nonsense.
You know what's nonsense? These D-Rays. Two nights in a row, they landed on the 7, these Rays. Like, give me a break. Like, yeah, I mean, really, two nights in a row on the flat 7. Like,
yeah, I know. They left us at the
small village on the base.
The altar again. Amazing, it really is. Absolutely amazing, Joe. I can't believe it.
Oh, I know.
To be honest with you. I really can't believe it. Elsewhere, 8-4, Mets lead the Marlins now in the top of the 8th at Citi. 8-5, Red Sox lead the Phillies bottom 7, and they got first and second, nobody out.
Yeah.
So the Phillies are in trouble here. A little bored by P.J. Washington. No foul there. There's your foul, Joe. 4-2, Reds lead the Guardians in the bottom of the 8th. 4-1, Cardinals lead the Pirates going to the bottom of the 7th. Still 8-0 Yankees. I will say, Joe, I am a little surprised that the Royals have not contributed to that tonight.
You did say that maybe they can. I mean, we're in the 6th.
I guess. I mean, you figure you're going to get, as I always like to say to you, Joe, in a blowout game like this, maybe you'll get the underbelly of the Yankee bullpen. You know,
I hate waiting for this, though. That's the problem, you know?
Rooting it in? You hate it?
I hate it. Mm. You know that, right?
I know, Joe. I'm sorry. I know you don't like it. But that's how it goes, Joe.
So goes it.
And so it goes.
Is that what they say?
Sometimes they say that. Who else? We're going Christian Walker tonight at 5-1 for a homer in that Arizona game. I'd like to add somebody else with little teeth because I don't like this.
Something with a little teeth to it?
Yeah, I'm looking for a little bite. Something with a little bite. In this game, because I think that this guy, Slade Ciccone, is a stiff, Joe. And the problem is, normally for the Angels, I would take Taylor Ward.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out tonight. He got hurt last night with the back. And they just got so many hacks on this team. Maybe Joe Adell? You want to go Joe Adell tonight, Joe? Let's go with Joe. Joe Adell. To Joe homer Adell. Off of Slade Ciccone. He's 6-1.
Let's go with him.
And we'll put it with the golf, too.
Okay.
Who do you want to put it with? Your choice, Joe.
My Woods to win first round.
Yeah, I didn't mean like that. No, that's not something I meant by your choice.
See, they,
I meant like
choice,
somebody.
Joe, your choice. Joe gets.
How about something we can both root for?
Again with the both root for. I'm so tired of hearing the both root.
How about Seppi?
Seppi? All right, put Seppi in.
10 or 20.
These 20s with Sepp, you're not getting. What are you getting? Get plus 180? Let's do the top 10 for this hack.
That ain't right, calling him a hack.
I know. I'm the only guy that bet the guy and put money on him, actually, before like a week ago.
And who, Seppi?
Yes, is Seppi or. No, I don't know.
Seppi? Sepp?
I feel like you're hanging out in Staten Island talking about, you know.
All right, you want to take him top 10?
Seppi.
You want to have a little.
Seppi.
You want to get a little gas on him? Let's go.
Yeah, well, I would like to get right, some Joe. Gas on him.
All right, I'm in.
Malnati, first round leader.
I'm in. Joe Adell to homer with Seppi. Top 10. How's that sound, Joe?
That's perfect.
Seppi. All right. So there you go. We got that one in the barn. I want to go after something in this. I have DeJong in the White Sox game, but.
Okay.
I wanted to go a little bit more. I'm not going to lie. I'm getting like you now. I'm trying to.
Zig and zag.
I'm trying to fill up the plate a little bit more.
I know.
You know what I mean. It's just you've already got so many loaves under your arm. I'm trying to.
I don't have any loaves right now. Kyrie didn't get through for me. Don't start. Got nothing. I got nothing. Your Yankees are doing,
true.
You know, 8-0. I need 7 more runs. This game is I'm staring out 2 cash outs. The one with Lukens is the one that's driving. Can this hack get us 13? Could Kyrie get us 10? And can we build like a
this hack
an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter so I don't have to worry?
Can this hack get us?
Listen, you're only as good as your last bucket. Just remember
that is
that.
True. That is true.
You know that as well as anybody.
You're right about that, Joe.
Right.
You're only as good as your last bucket. What happened with Harper? Is Harper done? But that Red Sox game's not over, right, Joe? No. I just can't find all the tickets. I got too many tickets to sift through. That's the issue right now for me, Joe. Late Night Tater. This is we got this one in. Dominic Canzone, plus 380. He wants to do Nolan Chenal at 7-1. All right, we could do some late night taters with that. I don't have any problems there. I'll land Chenal. Riley Green with a homer for the Tigers. That game's over now, too. Middle of the eighth. Who's coming up for the Mets? Do I get one more crack with Alonzo? Probably
sure,
not, right,
why
Joe?
Why not?
Probably not. Bottom seven. Red Sox have the bases loaded.
They'll convert, something the Rays couldn't do.
They'll convert because you're already through that one. You got nothing. Yeah. You don't need anything else there.
I mean, you know what's crazy is that the Rays had first and second, and the guy hits a ground ball to like the right side of the field, so they have second and third. And this hack that's up tries to hit it yard. He hit it all the way to the warning track. Just hit a single, man. Single wins the game.
It's true.
Trying to go home run for what reason?
People love home runs.
Yeah, but the slap hitters. Give me those slap hitters. Tony Gwynn, Willie McGee, a little Wade Bug.
Wade Bug.
There used to be a guy in Brooklyn. His name, he used to be a card place called Renato Glasso. We used to go there and buy the baseball Topps cards. So I went in there, I bought the Ricky Henderson. Oh, Ricky Henderson, when he was with the A's. And then I said, give me the, I used to love the Expos, Tim Raines, Andre Dawson. Give right. me Tim Raines. Oh, Timmy Raine. What a Timmy Raine card.
When we come back, Joe, I'm going to give you, I'll run down all the plays for the golf, which of course starts tomorrow. We'll run down all the plays for the golf that I've got. We'll do the outrights, the top 10s, 20s, etc., and the first round leaders, at least the ones that I gave out on Coast to Coast. I'm not going to lie, I've added a few since then, Joe.
Okay.
I'm not. There's been some add-ons, as there usually is, and on the night before with the put it with the golf Wednesday. There's right. usually a couple add-ons. Who homered there, Joe, for the Mets? Another homer?
Dinger, Wednesday.
Is it Lindor?
Is it?
You know, that's my luck, Joe. You know, I told you that Lindor and Alonso both hit the guy great, Lindor ends up hitting one. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. So, Joe, Lindor did homer for the Mets to make it 9-4.
Good for him. You said that on the show.
I said Alonso and Lindor. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. I had a little something with him. But Alonso was
behind the scenes again. Nice job.
Under the hat. Under the hat.
Like we had with the him. Royals cracked through. We got first and second now.
Oh, can we get Witt? Witt already probably hit if Perez is up. He didn't get a homer, Witt.
Witt's on second.
Okay, fair enough.
Can I get a hit? Can I get
8-1. Angels up 1-0 already. I told you, Joe, this guy, Slade Ciccone, he's a stiff. This guy that's going today.
All right, listen, we are in good position to actually make money tonight.
We are.
So we are, but we're not done. We don't have
we're
a
not done.
I, we're not I need done. 15 points for Kyrie. We need 13 from this hack, Luka. And we actually need the Mavericks to win. And we need these gutless Royals to step up. How about you slap a double down the line?
Alonzo's up for the Mets. Can I get that too, Joe? Can Alonzo
sure,
hit a
why
homer
not?
Now?
A partridge in a pear tree special. Why not? Guy with 19 loaves is crying. Sure. Eat again.
Nowhere close to 19 loaves. Joe, I'm just trying to position myself for tomorrow, Thursday morning here.
Let me ask
That's
you.
All I'm trying to do.
Like this Pete Malnati's got no shot?
No shot.
To first round leader, no shot.
No shot.
You talk this guy down like he's a has-been.
Joe, he's got no shot.
Here we go. Round lead.
Here's what I would do with him. If you really wanted to play him, if you're just your heart's set on playing him, I would do what you did with Toasty at the PGA, which is play him top 20 round one. That's it. I wouldn't go any deeper than that.
Okay.
Or play him to make the cut. Or something like that, which I don't even think you can get a number on him because he's so far down the board.
Okay. So I'll do that. What about Otto Black?
Yeah, Joe, you're fishing and just nobody knows who Otto is. It's tough.
Otto sucks. All right, so you don't want to do Otto Black?
No, I don't. I don't want to take any of the guys that made, like, you know, qualifying, and I don't really want to do that.
All right, so what do you want to do then?
My card's pretty set, Joe, if you must know. Not really pretty set, but in terms of the outrights, Morikawa at 14-1. Been knocking on the door, Joe. He's left me on the altar a couple times here. And hope he can finally crack through. It would be a good hit if he did. DeChambeau, 20-1. Really left me on the door at the PGA last month. Justin Thomas at 40.
I like JT.
Cameron Smith at 50-1.
Okay.
And Max Homa at 55.
Okay.
And Keegan Bradley at 100.
Are these to all win, or you're
playing? This is to win. This is to win outright.
Win it all.
I'm going to give you the first round leaders too in a minute.
Go ahead.
But those are to win the tournament outright.
Go ahead.
Xander Schauffele top 10 +110. Koepka top 10 +220. Seppi top Seppi. 20 plus 230, and hopefully Odell hits a homer tonight. We'll have Seppi for a top 10 also. Willie Z, top 20 at 260. Harry English, a top 40 at plus 150. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Moore, a top 40 at plus 220. Okay. Harry English been good in majors, Joe. He has.
All right, so let's take him.
And here's my first round leaders for Thursday. I'm going with guys, Joe, who are going off early in the morning because I think it's going to just get real crispy and conditions going to be real hard in the afternoon.
All right.
Tagala at 45-1. Cameron Smith, 45-1. Dean Burmeister, 65-1. Austin Eckrod, 100-1. David Puig, 100-1. Aaron Rye, 100-1. Cam Davis, 110-1.
All right.
First round leaders.
Okay.
The United States Open.
Perfect. All right.
Love it, Joe.
I love the call. I like Malnati and I like Griot to make some noise. And I got to play this Otto Black for a top 20 because he's dead last. Well, the Royals got bases loaded, Carver. This is what you wanted. Royals have bases loaded.
With one out.
One out. Who's up? Velasquez? No, John Velasquez.
No, I think he's still up at Saratoga. Johnny.
Nate Velasquez?
Nate. Nasty Nate?
All I want him to do is get a single or at least. That's all I need this guy to do. Single at least.
You know what? Yeah, you're right, Joe. Just keep the train moving. Just keep
That's
the
it.
Line
I
moving.
Mean, two strikes. Two strikes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Two strikes. Now what? Now what do we do? Huh?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I don't want the guy to strike out.
You shouldn't want that.
Now, we're in trouble. Let's just admit it.
You think so?
In play.
Joe, every pitch Joe's hanging on here.
Oh, he ripped that ball.
He's looking at the little thing on FanDuel, too. This, Joe's not
Somebody
actually watching the game.
Carver. There we go.
He's not actually watching the game. It was a sack fly, Joe. That's not what we need.
It looked like he ripped that ball. It looked like that ball came off the bat really quick, 110
you could,
miles.
You could tell that from the animated thing on FanDuel?
Yeah, it came off the torque. That torque was like 102.
So you need, what, five more runs?
Yeah. Can I get a home
14
run?
And a half is help. What you had, right? 14
yes,
and a half?
Yes.
Now, what were the other two games you needed in that?
The two late ones. I got...
So Angels already up 1-0 and the Ranger-Dodger
right.
game, right?
The Ranger game, yep. 11
yeah,
and a half.
Yeah, I want to go big homers in the Dodger game. I know I'm probably, after last night... You know, Bueller's given
Let's
up some homers.
It.
He hasn't been sharp here.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's
no whammy,
here,
no
Joe.
Whammy, no whammy.
Can Harper get one more crack for the Phillies?
Would be nice.
Can we get one more for him? I'm trying to do the math, Joe, if he gets up. I'm pretty sure he does. Rojas is up now and then the order flips. So he should, if he doesn't hit this inning, he'll hit in the ninth.
All right.
As long as you leave yourself another out, Joe, you're good to go.
Give me
you got to leave yourself
out.
Out.
That's all I need. One out.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. And nothing gets me. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. They've started the second half in Dallas, 58-57. Celtics lead the Mavs right now. Harper's up, by the way. Or no, Harper made the... Did Harper make the third out, or is Harper up, Joe? I think he made the...
I don't know.
I think Castellanos made the third out. So Harper's going to lead off the ninth, which hopefully he leads it
come
off with
on,
a homer.
Kyrie. Come on, Kyrie.
Come on, Kyrie. 8-2, Yankees lead the Royals. So the Royals had bases loaded, one out, and could only get one run out of it, which was very unfortunate for them.
Yeah.
1-0, Angels lead the Diamondbacks as they're in the top of the second inning in Arizona. Rangers and Dodgers are going to start in a little bit, in a few minutes here, Joe. A lot of afternoon games on Thursday, by the way. Braves-Orioles, which have been dead unders.
That's going up against the U.S. Open, too, which is rare with these elevated.
Yeah, it's just stop with that, Joe. You don't be silly, all right? You didn't, come on. It's unnecessary.
Oh, stop. Come on, I'm just playing.
It's unnecessary. Will I be watching any of the baseball? No, I won't. But, I mean, there's afternoon games.
Go ahead.
That's all right. They're not that important. Like you said, the U.S. Open's on. So
Don't start.
We don't have to worry about the afternoon games.
Now, you see,
we have that cooking. Let me ask you this, since I'm not going to be with you tomorrow. You're going for Florida to go up 3-0 in this hockey, huh?
I am. To me, it's Florida or bust. Matias and I will have it locked and loaded tomorrow night. Be rest assured that we're going to be on a couple of – I think tonight – I think on the road – I think I want to take Matias's bet that we lost last week, last game.
First goal.
So, first goal.
Let's go, baby.
Because I think they're going to be, everybody's saying they're going to have jet lag, they're this, they're that. I'll take a shot that they break through first. How about that?
I mean, I guess
we should. We're also going to get on the soccer, Joe. We're also going to get on the Euros, baby. Let's go. Let's go, Joe.
Yeah, opening day on Friday.
Don't start with this.
We got the Italian guy to lead the team in goals. We're in the mix with him.
He's going to have me involved.
Joe, I got to bring the Italian out of you, Joe. It's about time. Let's go.
All right. So here's it. Maybe I should. I don't know. Should I do this on air? I'm not 100% Italian. I got a little twang of Czechoslovakian in me. We don't recognize my.
That's even better, Joe. That's even better. We have two reasons now to start following it.
That's it. What do you think about that, Carver, huh?
Yeah, that's great. So should we play defenseman to score since that's all that scored in game two? Should play a bunch of defensemen?
I want to go Forsling. Let's go Forsling again.
Forsling, huh?
Matias Forsling, first goal score. And
he's
and
plus 50 for any time. You want to play him for first goal score?
Well, what is he for first?
41-1.
How could that be? 50-1 to score any time and 41
no,
to 1?
No, I said he's plus 850. He's 8.5-1 to score any time. And he's 41-1 to be the first goal scorer.
I mean, that's huge numbers. I mean, you want to put it with the golf? You want to put it with Otto? Otto Graham? Otto Black?
Otto Black.
The hack from nowhere?
Joe, I think we should go with Reinhardt.
Artie Reinhart? Sam, don't call me Artie Reinhart.
For first goal or for any time?
For first goal. Yeah, first
10 to
goal.
1.
On the road, baby.
All right. I mean, you can potentially get me in on that.
Matias is all set up. He's got it figured out.
All right. All the bells and whistles.
He's ready. I hope he's on Friday going to have something for us in that no-name UFC card they're having at the Apex on Saturday night.
It's possible.
I got a dog for you. I got a dog for you. Let's go.
Oh, boy. Get ready. Friday night. He's got
Jerry
dogs
West
will be barking.
I gave you a couple dogs last week. I gave you dogs last week. We got to keep it rolling. We got to keep it rolling.
Give me a wolf. I don't want a dog. Give me a wolf.
He wants a wolf.
You got it, Jerry. Let's go.
All right, Joe. Enjoy, I guess, not watching the U.S. Open on Thursday. So I'll see you on Friday.
There you go.
Well, you're not going to be involved. It's okay.
Probably not. It's all right.
It's all right, Joe.
All right?
It happens. It happens. It's okay. I like Oilers to win Game 3, just so you know.
Yeah,
I think the Oilers are going to win Game 3. Good job by you, Joe. Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.